wanted to ask you about, was it a week ago Monday that you did the Kimmel show with Imagine Dragons?
Yeah.
How'd that go for you?
It was awesome. Totally awesome.
I was expecting, it was called Mashup Monday, and I was expecting it to kind of be, you know, one of their songs woven into one of your songs, but you just stuck with Roll with the Changes.
Yeah, the mashup thing is kind of just, it's kind of Jimmy's idea. He just liked to take two bands and that would not normally be thought of in the same context, and whose names have some strange comedic quality in his mind. So it's kind of a thing that they do over there.
No, it looked like you guys were having a great time. Let me ask you this, Kevin, and we should mention, actually, the show is Sunday night at Talking Stick Resort. You guys are playing by the pool. It's a great spot, actually. You guys will love that.
Wait, we're playing by the pool?
It's a pool party.
No one told me that. I think the last time I played around a pool, I was in seventh grade or something.
Well, the circle is complete, Kevin. Congratulations.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Well, that's nice to know.
People never criticize somebody who stays in the same profession into their 60s, but they sometimes do it with rock bands. Like, they won't do it with an accountant or a salesperson. They won't say, God, I can't believe that guy's still doing tax returns.
Right.
But they do criticize rock bands. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, I guess there are some that criticize it and some that hold it in high regard. I think it's also, it depends on how you're doing it into your 60s. I mean, there are bands who you see, and we see them all the time. You know, we play, you know, festivals that are kind of classic rock oriented, and you know, there are bands that kind of get into their 60s and are still going strong and still, you know, kind of operating on a high level, and there are some that aren't. So I think it probably depends on the individual group too. So you know, I mean I feel like, you know, if it gets to the point where, you know, I'm like feeling like I'm not really bringing it like I should be, then I'll stay home, you know. But at this point, I feel like we're still, you know, we're still operating at a pretty high level, still having fun, you know, still enjoying what we do, still coming up with new ideas, new songs, new ways to perform the classic songs, and you know, I'm still searching for that perfect vocal performance of Riding the Storm Out, and I know I'm going to get it. You know, it could be this Sunday night. Could be it. That could be the moment that I've been waiting for my whole life. So we'll see.
Are you aware that the fact that you heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend is legally inadmissible in court?
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I figured that would catch up to us at some point, because I had a long discussion with a video paparazzi about that exact subject the other day. And it is true. I think that unless you heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another, then it would be admissible. But you have to hear it from another.
All right. So it's three times removed?
Okay.
Yeah. Got to be three. It's that fourth time puts you over the edge, I think.
All right. Well, excellent. I'm glad that, you know, so if anybody questions it, we can refer them to you?
Yes, you can refer them to the TMZ. They seem to have a pretty good handle on that. So
we'll go to Kevin Cronin, attorney at law, PC.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, who's the guy? Who's the attorney that runs TMZ? What's the guy's name?
Harvey Levin.
Harvey Levin.
Yeah.
He would know for sure. Yeah. That's
certainly
right.
Would. Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon joining us on the Mark and Neanderthal Show. Now, Kevin, please tell me, this is Mark and I go back and forth. Please tell me you're not a prompter guy. Please tell me you know every word to every song that you're going to sing Sunday night. Please.
Absolutely. I know every word.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm not going to out any of my brethren who use the prompters, but it is very, I think at that point, I think that's a good sign that maybe you've been on tour too long, or maybe you need to give it a rest a little bit. Yeah.
If you had to live on the royalties of just one of your songs for the rest of your life, which would it be? Which song would it be? Which do you think is the most valuable?
The most valuable copyright? Well, you got to figure that, you know, if you're fortunate enough to have a number one song, you know, those songs just are kind of a gift that keep on giving. It's because they, you know, a song like Can't Fight This Feeling or Keep On Loving You, one of those two songs, they continue to get played on radio stations all over the world, and you know, they get in movies, and you know, it's a wonderful thing, and I'm very fortunate that I've I've got a couple of number ones, and I could I'd live on either one of those.
I got you. Okay, so you've got two gems there, don't you?
You know, it pisses off a lot of my contemporaries, you know.
No, good for you.
Good for you, man.
Good for you. Kevin, we appreciate you checking in with us.
And
Sunday,
for being a good sport.
Yeah, and for being a good sport. And again, maybe you do want to get some legal advice on that herder from a friend thing.
Yeah, Harvey Levin is the guy to go to, too. And I'm sure one of his video cameras will probably be in my face at some point today. So, I'll bring that up.
Thanks.
All right. We'll see you Sunday night at Talking Stick Resort, Kevin. Have a great day.
Hey, man. Thank you very much. And we appreciate your support, too, for keeping our music in people's ears and keeping us on the airwaves. So thanks a lot, Tom.
Our pleasure.
Outstanding, Kevin. Thanks, man.
All right. Bye now.